From NPR Music and WDAV Classical Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. Back in the 16th and 17th centuries, Venice was one of the world's most celebrated and most musical cities. And music like this, one of Giovanni Gabrielli's glorious canzones for brass, was a true Venetian hallmark. Gabrielli spent many years working at the Church of San Marco, and San Marco was the source of much of the city's finest music. Over many decades, the church employed a who's who of great composers, including not just Giovanni Gabrielli and his uncle Andrea, but also Claudio Monteverdi and Francesco Cavalli, who wrote this imposing Requiem Mass. But while the musicians of San Marco dominated much of the 17th century musical scene in Venice, the city had far more to offer than just church music. Eventually, late in his career, Francesco Cavalli did take up the vaunted post of maestro di cappella at San Marco, a plum job that had also been held by Monteverdi. But long before that, Cavalli became famous in a far different musical arena, opera. And at least one of his operas seems like the antithesis of his solemn mass. It's a rollicking, often bawdy drama called La Callisto. On this edition of World of Opera, we'll hear Cavalli's La Callisto in a sparkling production from the Théâtre des Champs-Élysées in Paris. It features the acclaimed Baroque ensemble Les Talents Lyriques, led by Christophe Rousset. The vocal stars are soprano Sophie Kartheuser as the nymph Callisto, with bass Giovanni Biparodi as her all-too-aggressive suitor, the god Jupiter.